Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a book, and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving. We're going to thank God that we're still a country. We got a year left. Thank God. Be sure that you thank God. Let us begin our show.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight. What is that, right? So.
America was drug-free. That was the last days of drug-free America. Return with me now to those golden days of yesteryear, where there was nothing but true love, God, and country. One out of three songs had God in them. Can you believe there are so many junkies in the United States that your government wants to tax them? Yeah, they're gonna. If you get caught smoking in a park, it's $1,000 fine. But if you're doing weed, that's okay because they're trying to train the weed whackers so that they can get ready for the next tax increase. Let's go back to when people were normal. The churches were full. Americans loved their God and country. and they were Americans, and they gladly said the pledge. Now you got a president that puts his hand over his crotch when they sing the Star Spangled Banner. We would have been elected, better off electing Ayers instead of Obama. At least we would have got, we would have gotten what we saw. Carry me back to old Virginia.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. She told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me, nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator.
And roll. No British invasion. Oh, we're going to have the Rolling Stones and the Doors and the Windows. Yeah. And everybody's going to be in bed with John and Yoko. The best John Lennon song I ever heard was Herman Cain singing Imagine There's No Pizza. Bartender, play me some God and country music. I'm sure you've heard about this Penn State massacre of little boys. Isn't that a horror? Isn't that an absolute horror? You know, it's funny. I was watching a show one time, and it was a women's show, and they were talking about kids getting lost from their mother. And this woman was giving advice to tell your children, if you get lost, do not go to a man, go to a woman. And I felt so hurt by that, so disappointed that men are considered a risk more than women. And it's probably true, because women are supposed to be motherly unless you drive your children into a lake and blame it on a black man, like they're trying to do to Herman Cain. They're trying to drive him into the lake now. Yeah. Herman is as innocent as the driven snow. But he hasn't got a Pope's chance in hell, because he's been labeled. And once you've been labeled, there's no getting out from under. And that's one of the greatest smear tactics of the communists. But going back to this 10-year-old kid in a shower, and was discovered by this big redheaded coach, who reported it to his father, who reported it up the line, and then it got squashed. The biggest, and I'm not saying that what I would do in that situation, because nobody knows what they're going to do in a given situation until they're faced with it. But imagine the psychological damage that was being done to that 10-year-old boy by that big effing ape. Right? And this guy came along, and he sees what's happening to the boy. The boy sees him, and this guy backs off. He should have rescued that boy. That's the right thing to do. He should have snatched that boy away from that situation and showed that boy that not all men are like the ape. But instead, he backed off and went and told his daddy. You never know. You never know when God's watching. And you never know when God's going to test you. You think about that. God doesn't come always in a holy form. But anyway, he may come as a sick child. You never know. Okay, so having gotten heavy, let me get light and I'll give you a tune.
If you don't know how to do it,
many years ago, I was coming out of a trade show in Queens. It was an automotive trade show, and I'm coming out with a relative. And this relative was younger than me, and he had experimented with glue in a paper bag. And if there was anything to try, he would try it. And as we're walking down the block to the car, he turns to me and he points to two girls smoking weed. And he says to me, and I got four kids. He goes, everybody's going to be doing that. And I said, not my kids. And he laughed at me. Okay? You know how many of my kids do drugs? None. Why? Because it was the death penalty in my house. We already had an experience with a relative whose father had to go and identify him on a slab in the morgue. And we swore that no drugs would ever touch our children. And if they did, they would no longer live. Now, I'm not saying that they didn't experiment, but let me tell you, they didn't experiment that long. And they're all drug-free today, thank God. And the relative that pointed out the two girls on the corner, he graduated from weed to cocaine to God knows what, ruined his life. Not only did he ruin his life, he ruined his family's life, he broke his family, and under the influence of drugs, he killed a little child in a car accident, and the child was the same age as his daughter. That's why I say drugs suck. It's the first chapter in my book. You know what? You don't have to go looking for trouble in life. You will have enough trouble on the road to have paradise. You don't have to go looking for it. You don't have to invite it in. You don't have to dance too close to the flame. You can avoid the flame. You can go out of your way to avoid trouble. If you went to Catholic school, the first thing the nuns told you and taught you, avoid the near occasions of sin. And truer words were never spoken. But you see, everybody always thinks that they're the exception to the rule. And if you talk to any drug addict who's doing time in jail for drugs, he'll tell you that he's not like the other guys he's in there with. He's different. Or if he has to go to a rehab meeting, he doesn't know why he has to go, because he's not like the others. But he's every bit like the others. So, the best way to beat drugs is the simple way. You never do the first one. If you never do the first one, you won't be on the second one. And you'll be drug-free. And if all the buyers stopped the buying, all the sellers would go out of business, and there'd be 50,000 Mexicans today still alive.
My dreams of love are all I love. love like I've never loved before. First I saw you on the village green. Come to me, hear my dreams of love are old. I love you.
When you hear people are talking about saints, you always picture somebody that, you know, so holy, so reverent, you know, with the dove on the shoulder, always in prayer. But there are saints that are walking around. They're everyday saints. They're teachers. They're cops. They're firemen. And surely, they're in the military. And they work, they're nurses in nursing homes. And if you ever want to get your eyes open about what life is all about, go to a nursing home and sit in the lobby and just watch who comes in and goes out. You walk through the rooms, you'll see girls in their 40s and 50s with their aging mothers who are in their 70s and 80s and 90s. And you'll see saints. The mother is a saint. The daughter is a saint. Who's with the mother? The daughter. Or the son. Some sons put women to shame. They put daughters to shame. But there are everyday saints. You don't know them because they don't show themselves. But they're there. They're there. And you could be one. Maybe a saint for a day. Do something spectacular that you never did before. Think about it. Instead of holding the door for a good-looking chick that you want to impress, hold the door for a woman with a walking cane. She used to be a good-looking chick. Think of her that way. Wonder what she must have been like when she was 21, 22, 25. You know, they were all good-looking. And you know what? They're still good-looking. On the lighter side, did you know that under the Freedom of Information Act that you can get conversations of Hillary Clinton and Bill when they were in the White House. Here's one where they're having a discussion.
For to tell, I come from Coat Hill, which I'll never deny. I had a fine break and I die for his sake, that my grandmother left me and she gone to die. The dear little fellow, his legs they were yellow, he could play like a swallow or swim like a hake, till some dirty savage took raise his white cabbage, most wantonly murdered me beautiful Drake. Now his neck it was green, almost fit to be seen. He was fit for a queen of the highest degree. His body was white and it would you delight. He was plump, fat and heavy and brisk as a bee. He was wholesome and sound, he would weigh 20 pounds. And the universe round I would roam for his sake. Bad luck to the robber, be he drunk or sober, that murdered Nell Flaherty's beautiful Drake. me a spade, never dig me his sow, never pig me tear, and his wig be well thrice with the flail. May his door never latch, may his roof have no thatch, may his turkeys not hatch, may the rats eat his mail. May every old fairy from Cork to Dunleary dip him snug and airy in river or lake, that the eel and the trout they may dine on the snout of the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him at dead of the night. May his hens never lay, may his horse never neigh, may his goat fly away like an old paper kite, that the flies and the fleas may the wretch ever tease, may the piercing March breeze make him shiver and shake. May a lump of a stick raise the bumps fast and thick on the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. Well, the only good news that I have to infuse is that old Paddy Hughes and young Anthony Blake, also Johnny Dwyer and Corny Maguire, they each have a grandson of my darling Drake. My treasure had dozens of nephews and cousins, and one I must get or my heart it will break. For to set me mind daisy, or else I'll run crazy. So ends the whole song of Nell Flaherty's Drake.
I guess that ended that segment with that tune. And we'll now give you another tune. And remember I told you that one out of three rock and roll songs used to have God in them? Here's one.
Who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little angel by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star? It seems they made the sun shine only twice in your sweet smile and paradise. Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Kim Kardashian song.
Make a fool of you, why don't you do right? like some other men do. Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
Home for Christmas. Isn't that wonderful? Imagine if he was in charge of World War II and he brought all the troops home, including the Japanese and the Germans. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. Meanwhile, our poor GIs, they got to work their way back to the United States.
Keep it.
was a blog out from a blogger called The Godfather of Politics, and he I clipped a one paragraph of his blog, and it says, "Recently we heard that actor and director Clint Eastwood told the Los Angeles Times he likes Herman Cain, but has not made an endorsement. He says he likes his story. He's a guy who came from nowhere and did well, obviously against heavy odds. He's a doer and a straight talker, which I don't see enough of from either a party." So I took a picture of off the internet of Clint Eastwood, you know, in his famous scene, "Go ahead and make my day." And it says, "Dirty Harry arrests the dirty demo commos. Go ahead, make my vote for Herman. He's as tough as Sherman. Not only that, he's from Georgia. And Ray Charles sings Herman on my mind." And on Fox, Greta Van Susteren reminded her audience the other night that of the alleged four victims, only two have come forth. And really, only one is staging a story. And her lie was inspired by David Axelrod, who just happens to live in the same building, DNC headquarters. Her only eyewitness is her lover, a boyfriend, who saw nothing. A pillar of the community, he's a Jewish pediatrician who votes Republican. Yeah. Dr. Strangelove heard from his Bimba, that's a female Goomba, that Herman played Joe Pesci scene in Casino. What a coincidence that David Axelrod's Netflix bill has that movie delivered just before Bimba got her a 14-year-old hot flash. This is not fact but fiction, as is the hit on Blessed Herman Cain. And I can't let a decent family man be trashed by the House and Senate of ill repute. What they did to Herman is nothing compared to the sex charges about to be revealed pertaining to Newt the Suit. Axelrod has just ordered the Broadway musical Chorus Line. This is going to be one a singular sensation. I called it. Newts come from behind. I did. I predicted it when everybody else wasn't paying any attention to neither Cain nor Gingrich. I called Newts Secretariat 2, 35 furlongs out, and he's come up from behind, and he has. And once the demo commos are confident that no, a full-blooded, up-from-slavery Negro will be uppity ever again, and that he is stopped on the second rung of the ladder of success, and that Hussein the imposter is out of truth's way, they will turn their truncheons on fat white boy and his pale wife, Ballistic, or is her name Callista. If Herman is not convicted by a jury of his spears, he will lose 20% of the repuppy vote, you know, the ones that go and hide under rocks until the election is over. Yeah, and then take credit with the winner. And because he has been labeled. However, if the black community puts one and one together and sees this as a media lynching, he could pull 39% of the black vote. And blacks are very loyal to their own, like the Irish used to be, so much so that OJ could have beat Obama by 2 points. This Irishman would vote for Charles Manson over Kerry Kennedy any day of the week. Don't count Herman out. God is good. Likewise, Michelle, my belle. We have a year to go, and if Netanyahu was running, he would beat them all. But like Herman, he got the backdoor only treatment. If Herman should place a 1 or 2, first position or second position, I hope he sings Imagine There's No Pizza. I love that song. Or as Clint would say to the demo commos, are you feeling lucky today? The first rule we need to reinstall is justice for all. One nation under God, and special thanks to the vets who kept us alive for 235 years. Starting in the year of our Lord, 1776. That's how it's written on the Declaration of Independence. In the year of our Lord, 1776. Every day we lose another freedom, so small you would hardly notice, but many drops make a river. Have you noticed that a moment of prayer has been replaced by a moment of silence? Pretty soon they'll be just wishing everybody a happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Well, happy Thanksgiving, my friends, and thank you, God, for that butterball turkey. Spirit of America Party, a book. We're on Amazon and 911. We forget nothing. Bartender, the champagne.
Rumors fly and you can't tell where they start, especially when it concerns a person's heart. I've heard tales that could set my heart aglow. Wish I knew if the things I hear are so.
to see how great your country used to be, you got to watch the History Channel. You got to watch the guys that fought World War II. You got to watch the guys that fought the Civil War. You got to see what this the kind of men that ran this country, and then take a look at what we got today. I was watching the assassination of Lincoln by John Wilkes Booth, and I was surprised to learn that Booth, when he crossed the Potomac into Virginia, he thought he was going to be welcomed as a hero. And the people were disgusted by him, and they turned him in. They turned him into the Yankees. So, but there you go again. There's a Hollywood actor, John Wilkes Booth, and he kills a president. And he had the same attitude they have in Hollywood today. As a matter of fact, the spokesman for Hollywood is Bill Maher, and he his greatest regret in life is that John Wilkes Booth didn't get Mrs. Lincoln too. So for Bill Maher, this tune is for you. The Americans, the 2nd and 3rd Armored Division, breaking out of the hedgerows in Normandy and enveloping the Germans and trapping them in a big sweep. And what a price we had to pay for freedom. And then I think of guys like Bill Maher, who is against the military. And one old-timer, was talking about the Germans that they were fighting. And he said, these guys, they're born for war. It's in their blood. And he said that they had a Prussian attitude towards battle. You know, it was like going to get a corned beef sandwich. And one other GI was being interviewed, and he said, yeah, and you know what? When we captured them, some of them said to us, yeah, you're going to go on and fight more Germans, and we're going to POW camps in the States, and we're going to get all your women. And he also said, well, some of those guys, they didn't get to go to those camps. Yeah, and that's the way it is. All is fair in love and war. And so I'm going to dedicate another tune to all the Hollywood communists. And this tune is for you.
Eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you. to set him by the dim and flaring lamp. His is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men whole, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Bridge, they won't allow the Marine Corps to film a commercial. They've been denied the right to film a commercial. And not only that, they don't like American flags coming over the bridge that are bigger than a postage stamp. So for the slime in San Francisco, I dedicate this next tune to you and your master, Sean Phnom Penh.